On today, I brought one of my special friends along with me, Evangelist Yolanda Walker, and we are concerned with the community as a whole, but especially the kingdom community, with things that have been plaguing us and bothering the kingdom community, the kingdom connection, because there's something that has been plaguing us and touching us, some things that it seems that we would come to find that there are worldly matters that are bothering the church now. And a lot of these things revolve around anxiety and fear and depression and things of these and worrying.
Yes.
And we definitely want to shed light and give encouragement, even if it's only to one somebody, about these things. And I'm reminded of a scripture over in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 4, where it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So we have to have a made up mind that we will choose to rejoice no matter what the circumstances are. So at this time, Evangelist Walker, chime in with me.
Right here, when we are talking about the anxiety, I found a scripture from Proverbs 12 and 25. "An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up."
Amen.
The Bible talks about fear. We were talking about fear earlier before the broadcast, and it talks about fear being mentioned in the Bible 365 times.
Wow.
Can you believe? See, that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to have fear so that we can't get to the next level in God.
Amen.
He wants to cause us to have anxiety. I've never in my entire life had heard so many saints complain about anxiety and having to take medicine, Zoloft, Seroquel, all these different things, and what is the other one, Ambien or whatever, anxiety. The devil is a liar. The Bible right here will help you get through whatever fear, worry, and anxiety that's troubling you. All you have to do is trust God.
Amen.
Trust God. That scripture that you just said in Philippians, that says it right there. And will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I was talking to a young lady the other day, and she said, "Well, you know, what do I do when I just can't get over the hump? I just can't get over to the next phase in my life." I said, first of all, you got to trust him. You got to acknowledge who Jesus Christ is, first of all. You have to acknowledge him. If you're going to worry about it, why pray about it? If you're not going to cast your cares upon him, which the scripture says to cast your cares upon him because he careth for you, if you're not going to trust him and cast your cares upon him and be obedient and submit yourself to the word, then what you asking him for?
Amen.
If you're going to turn around and worry about it.
That is a true word, you know.
Amen.
John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." That we must acknowledge who God is. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled." We must understand. We have to come to an agreement in one thing, and that is that we must keep calm and trust God. Because when we worry, in fact, worry is a sin.
It is.
And I can tell you why worry is a sin, because worry is you giving evidence to the fact of saying that God, in fact, is dead.
Right.
Because he's not able to perform a miracle in your life. Because if you're saying that you have something to care about, I'm sorry, but I love what the old church said. I know that it's coined to one of the old pop stars that they said he's got the whole world in his hand. But I'm sorry, but that was the Bible that said that first, that he has the Amen. Whole world in his Amen. Hand.
He created the world
and he's able That's to right. govern the world by the moving of his hand.
Hallelujah.
So we have to understand that it's not about us, but it is oftentimes who do we believe is in control of our trials. We need to know who is in control of our Exactly. trials and our tribulations, and that is only the Father. That's only God himself. That is only Jesus Christ. We can only put our care in Jesus Christ. When you can't handle it, that's when we're supposed to give it over to God.
Right. And then as Philippians also in 4:19 says, "And my God will meet your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." Why are we worried? And then Jesus goes back in, and let me see if I can find that. Jesus said to his disciples, I believe it's in, here it is, it's in Luke 12:22-26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens," Jesus said. "They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?"
You know, when we're talking about birds, I love that.
Don't you just love that scripture?
Because one thing, a bird is careless. A bird doesn't have a care in the world.
Don't have a care.
One thing that I've learned is we used to have a canary. Growing up, we had a canary. We of course named it Tweety. One thing you could not take from Tweety was Tweety's song. You cannot take the song from Tweety.
A song?
She had a beautiful little hum that she would always do. And no matter what, the house can be chaotic, you cannot take that song from her. She was confined to a cage her entire life.
But she still had a song.
But she had a song.
See, glory
Tweety
to God.
Tweety had a song. She was confined, Brother Mel.
Glory
but she would not
God.
Lose her song no matter what. She would not lose that song because no matter what, and that is what we need to glean from when the word talks about birds, is that it, because the word talks about birds over and over and over again. It gives the analogy with humans and birds over and over
Eagles,
and over again.
Yes, God
and
does.
We have to understand, because a bird, the one thing that they will not lose is their stature. They will not be defeated by who they are, because they know what they are and what they are designed to do.
Amen.
And they will not fail in doing
Amen.
What they are supposed to do.
That's why he said, "Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them." That's why Tweety was able to sing her little song, because
right.
she knew you guys was going to take care of her.
Right.
Amen. And that's the same way we should feel about God,
mm-hmm.
is that we know, regardless of the circumstance, everything that man has to throw at us, he is still going to stand on his word. He's not a man that he should lie.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stand on his, send his word out.
Mm-hmm.
To do exactly what he sent it out to do, and it shall not come back void. He is going to take care of us. We are heirs.
Mm.
And we need to start believing in that, believing in his word and standing on it and acting like heirs instead of running to the doctor every time we have a problem or an ailment. Nothing wrong with the psychologist, because there are a lot of Christian psychologists. Matter of fact, one of the Christian psychologists I was reading about earlier today, his name was Dr. Where did he go? His name was Dr. Gary Collins. He does Christian counseling. And some of the things he says really penetrated my spirit as far as when we were looking up this topic today for anxiety and depression and fear. And we're, first of all, straight from the pit of hell.
Yes, it is.
It's straight from Hades, okay? God did not give us the spirit of fear. Mm. Why are we worrying? If God buys me, if God provides with me, to me a house, if God gave it to me, I'm not going to worry about paying for the house if God gave it to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if God didn't give it to me, then okay, I'm not a believer. But as believers, we have to understand that God gives and provides for us daily. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for us to fear. I think the song, I don't know if it was Byron Cage or one of the songwriters wrote about, I have no reason to fear.
Mm-hmm.
We have no reason to fear. We have to learn how to stand on his word. And then there's some common suggestions about that. Sin in your life. Sometimes fear and anxiety are the result of one's own sin and guilt. Well, what you think about that, Pastor?
You know, I'd venture to say people are unsure of their foundation. People are unsure okay. of their foundation. Mm-hmm. I know where I'm rooted at. I know where I'm grounded at. Mm-hmm. I know what I can expect because I know what holds my foundation. Mm-hmm. I know. That's why when you go to buy a home, when you're buying a brand new home, when you buy your home, they will tell you the life expectancy of your home based on the foundation of your home. So yes, some people may feel that their issues come from, well, I've sinned, I've done wrong. The world called it karma. Mm-hmm. The world called right. it karma. But we understand that we have grace. We have
grace. And mercy, those two sisters.
We have grace and mercy working with us. So we must make sure that our foundation is secure in Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
We have to make sure that our foundation is secure in Christ and Christ alone. My brothers and my sisters and all of you listening, I want you to know that the word says over and over and over again that we must rejoice. So how would we rejoice? Do we rejoice in our own strength? No.
No.
We rejoice in the Lord always. Paul wrote us in Philippians 4:4, and he gave us a fourfold reminder to pray about all the things we need.
All the things.
He said, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make
yes.
your request known
yes.
unto God.
Unto God. Amen. Well, on that note, brother, it's like confirmation, revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Because the also, if you read Psalms 131:1, it says, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Isn't that something?
It really is. It really is. Because I tell you, when we're dealing with the world, it is very easy for us to not have our hope in God.
It is.
It is very easy for us to, when we see the circumstances of life,
amen,
to fall into these things of depression, anxiety, worry. We can fall into these things.
Amen.
And I believe that the word of God is better than any medication we can ever take.
Any medication.
The word of God is a script for life.
For life.
It is a script for life.
Amen.
All we have to do, we have to understand, he said, the power of heaven and earth is in my hand. And then before he ascended, he gave that power to man.
He gave it to
we
us.
We have to know what power we possess. We have the power to bind and to loose. The Bible says life and death are in the power of our tongue.
Amen.
Life and death are in the power,
in
of,
the
our
power
tongue.
Of our tongue.
We need to know the power that we possess.
Amen. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody have a blessed day. Hallelujah.
Amen. As I tell you, my brothers and sisters, before we log off, And I always keep you with this. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God cannot keep you.
Hallelujah. I like that, Pastor.